paramedic who was trying to move and transport this oxygen cylinder, which is life-saving for our patients. This is not the first attack, because at that moment, also a week ago, the Israeli occupation forces raided Al Amal Hospital. They have destroyed medical equipment and they dehumanized the medical staff, patients, and their companions. They arrested 9 of the Palestine Red Crescent members from Al Amal Hospital, including 4 doctors and a nurse. They have beaten the staff, deny them, not allowing them to drink water or even to go use the toilet, and tie their hands on their backs. The situation is extremely dangerous inside Al Amal Hospital. We are still extremely worried regarding the safety of our teams who were arrested from Al Amal Hospital today. 2 of them were released, but 7 of our PRCS members still detained up to this moment, who were arrested from inside Al Amal Hospital. Al Amal Hospital is under siege and continuous attack for the 25th day. Today, Israeli occupation forces targeted the second floor of the hospital with artillery shelling. Gladly, only damage for 2 of the nursing rooms, but there was no injuries among the staff or the patients. But the situation remains very dangerous, with Israeli tanks are in front of the hospital, besieging the hospital, continuous gunfire and bombardment surrounding the hospital. No one is able to go in or go out of the hospital. There is no food, no water, extreme shortage of medicine and medical supplies inside the hospital. The situation is beyond dire.
Nabal, I asked you about Israeli response. I want to ask you about the U.S. government response and how important it is. This is a clip of State Department spokesperson Matt Miller at a news conference on Wednesday. He was questioned about the killing of 6-year-old Hind and her family by a reporter from The Intercept, Prem Thacker.
It's been over 2 weeks since Israeli forces attacked Hinda Radab's family, killing her aunt, uncle, and cousins, leaving her trapped alone in her vehicle. We heard her pleas to the Red Crescent Society. 2 medics were sent, all to be blown up, allegedly, by Israeli forces. I wanted to ask about the status of the inquiry into this, just because it seems if the Israeli government, you know, which seemingly does have a pretty sophisticated operation, is prioritizing this, and they don't already know which soldiers to interview, for instance, they have Red Crescent calls, timestamps, the location, other Red Crescent staff to, you know, question and rely on, plenty of material to figure out who exactly to inquire with and to figure out who to hold accountable. So I want to first ask about the status of this
investigation. Sure. So I think that question is appropriately directed to the government of Israel. I will say on behalf of the United States, we have made clear to them that we want that incident to be investigated. They have told us they are investigating it. It's our understanding that investigation is not yet complete. Should direct questions to them about where it stands. But we want to see it completed as soon as possible. And as I said from this podium several days ago, if accountability is appropriate, we want to see accountability put in place.
Nabal Parsak, we just have 30 seconds. That's the State Department spokesperson. How important is pressure from the United States and Israel? As you talked about a U.S. weapon being found near the shelled ambulance.
It is extremely important. The life and the story of Hind should not be end in this way. We're talking about 6-year-old girl. She was trapped in her family car for hours after everyone was killed and targeted by Israeli occupation forces. During this, even 2 paramedics who went to rescue the 6-year-old girl was also targeted, and their ambulance was bombed. We need to see actions happened and to put Israel accountable for committing such crime against a 6-year-old girl and civilians who were trapped in their car.
We thank you so much for joining us, spokesperson for Palestine Red Crescent.
You've got your radio tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. It is now 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
When Alexander met Emma, the first day she came to New York, Saks Cafe in Manhattan, coffee and cigarettes and talk. Sun beaten down on the east side, introductions are made in the haze. Emma, meet Alexander. Emma just smiles as she says,
take my hand, I'll take yours, save my life, I'll save yours.
Life stretches loudly before her, from the Bowery to Old Suffolk Street, a $5 bill in her pocket, and a world full of people to meet. Ships rigging up in the Hudson, waiting for love to set sail. Emma, she tells Alexander, I'll be there when you walk from the jail. Propaganda indeed and in name. 14 long years on the island, it's a lifetime of summers to wait. And Emma, she meets Alexander as they unlock the last prison gate.
Take my hand,
good morning. You're in Pinckney Hall here on WRCT. I'm Kenny Joe. I will be your radio host till around 10 o'clock. The song you just heard was by Chumbawamba, When Alexander Met Emma. A Pittsburgh-related song, although they did meet in New York, not in Allegheny, as local lore sometimes has it. Today what we are going to do is we're going to celebrate Valentine's Day a couple of days late. There are many competing things to celebrate here. We had Mardi Gras. We have President's Day coming up. So we decided on Valentine's Day, so we will be playing songs appropriate for that. But before we get to that, let me give you a couple PSAs here. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk to you about vaping. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear, vaping is not for youth, because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body, and nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it is not. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Okay, moving on. We'll keep with the adult kids theme here. Hey, everyone. Let's stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter, because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the United States Department of Health and Human Services and WRCT. Okay. Those were your two PSAs for the morning. And before we get to the Valentine's Day songs, I'm going to play you two songs from people that are going to be in town this coming week. We'll go ahead and play the music and I'll tell you about it when it's over.
Will you hurt me again? You might. No one else knows what I like. Underneath, you're still a friend. Many lifetimes now you've been. Well, I must say I've had enough. Minds can't change even when they do. Every day is a new day for. I'm love's junkie, I'm love's addict. You'd be too if you ever had it. I've got a real bad habit. You stole the light right from my eyes and jarred it up like fireflies. Start the day of salutation and smile, and work your way to tribulation and trial. Well, I may say I've had enough. My mind may change even when made up. Cause every day is a new day for. I'm love's junkie, I'm love's addict. You'd be too if you ever had it. I've got a real bad habit. Believing in magic can be tragic. I'm love's junkie, I'm love's addict. You'd be too if you ever had it. I've got a real bad habit. Thank you. myself, how do you know? My mind may change even when made up. 'Cause every day's a new day for love.
What it was I can't recall made my poor heart trip and fall in your arms, babe. What it was chased away the rain used to streak my window pane. Since I met you, baby, maybe it was the way you gave your love to me. My days and nights have so much more to offer me. What it was I can't remember made me so aware I was in love with you, baby. What it was I can't explain. Now my life is not the same since I met you, baby. Maybe it was the way you gave your love to me. My days and nights have so much more to offer me.
Okay, that was a two-song set of artists who will be in Pittsburgh in the next few days. The first song was by Sonny War, who will be here Sunday night. The name of the song was A New Day, and that was off of her recent released Anarchist Gospel. After that, we had Billy Price, who he's here tonight. Well, he's here a lot, but he is performing tonight. And the name of that song was A Beautiful Feeling, and that was from the CD, The Soul Collection.
the first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and stars were the gift you gave to the dark and empty skies, my love. To the dark and empty skies. The first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my hand, like the trembling heart of a captive bird that was there at my command, my love, that was there my command. The first time ever I lay with you and felt your heart beat close to mine, I thought our joy and last till the end of time, my love, and last till the end of time.
Well, we'll have to join the next song in progress.
So please hold me so tight, all through the night.
I speak softly, darling, hear what I say. I love you always, always.
I've waited so long for your kisses and your love. Please come to me from up above.
Come softly, darling. Come softly, darling. Come,
I need you so much. Dum 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 d
darling, you can count on me till the sun dries up the sea. Until then, I'll always be devoted to you. I'll be yours through endless time. I'll charm sublime. Guess by now you know that I'm devoted to you. I'll never hurt you. I'll never lie. I'll never be untrue. I'll never give you reason to cry. I'd be unhappy if you were blue. Through the years my love will grow. Like a river it will flow. It can't die because I'm so devoted to you. I'll heart of firelight, heart of flowers of the jungle, heart of snow, you come again and you are midnight wind, with hands of moonbeams and clouds, and call me come to you. And though I never know you, wistful lover, until you're gone, you're here to teach me how to love, a dream of loving love. Breath of jasmine, breast of silk, breast of music, the desert sands that take my tears are of your magic. Eyes of blue or eyes of onyx, eyes of amber, eyes of starlight, you come again as you have come before.
Let me try to tell you what was in that last set. As I've mentioned before, we have a new setup here for keeping track of what we're playing, and I'm very impressed with the things that it knows, but it makes some mistakes, so we need to edit a little bit here. We started that set off with, that was Peggy Seeger, okay? That was Peggy Seeger singing it. The name of the song, it's the first time ever I saw your face. That's been covered many times. It was Peggy's composition, though. She wrote it. The name of the CD that it was on is New Britain Gazette, Volume 2, Britain with an O-N, Volume 2, and it was by Peggy Seeger and her husband, Ewan McCall. Peggy Seeger is a half-sister of Pete Seeger, same family. Okay. Now, well, I'll just keep on going with the list, and then I'll tell you, make a couple of comments. And then after the first time ever I saw your face, we played the Fleetwoods doing Come Softly to Me. If you're listening closely, you will have noticed that that was from a 45. And then we had the Everly Brothers doing Devoted to You. Get some good family harmony in here. Of course, their relationship is, it's pretty well documented that their relationship was not harmonious, but the music certainly is. And then last but certainly not least, Buffy St. Marie doing Eyes of Amber off of her first LP, It's My Way. Okay, now for the comments section, I understand that you at home cannot see the playlist like you used to be able to do if you logged on to wrct.org. It's my understanding that you will be able to do that sometime in the near future. But I apologize if you're used to playing along on the website playlist, but haven't been able to do that the last couple of weeks. But that should be fixed. Okay. So, what are we going to do here? I'll tell you about one of our underwriters here. WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millville. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records, CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by the unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millville. More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or go to Attic Record Store, Inc., no spaces, .com. And as long as I'm reading this, let me also tell you that if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, that's all I need to tell you. Next up, Richard Thompson.
Well, there's a house in an alley in the squats and low rise of a town with no future, but that's where my future lies. It's a secret, but no secret. It's a rule, but no rule, where you find the darkest avenue, you'll find the brightest jewel. Now my name, it is Mulvaney, and I'm known quite famously. People speak my name in whispers. What higher praise can that be? But I trade my fine mohair for tight dyes and faded jeans. If she wanted me some other way, she's my cook's fairy queen. She gave me one pill to get big. She gave me one pill to get small. I saw snakes dancing all around her feet and dead men coming through the wall. Well, I'm the prince of this parish. I've been ruthless and I've been mean. But she blew my mind and she opened my eyes. She's my cook's fairy queen. That seem to float in the wind, pre-Raphaelite curls in her hair. She could get the lame to walk in. She could get the blind to see. She could make wine out of Thames River water. She could make
sweet magnolia tree, my love flies up to baby. Take your heart from your sleeve and put it on the line. Put it right here beside mine. I can't seem to read you most of the time. Don't you know that I need you? Will you ever be mine? Love is a gamble. I knew it from the start. Whoever's holding the cards, please deal me the king of hearts. Please deal me the king of hearts. If you came to my door and you asked me for more, I'd lay down beside you. I'd never deny you. And if I had lots of silver, I'd give some to you. And if I had lots of gold, I'd make a rich man of you. Every time I see you, I wanna fall in love again. I would like to free you, but you won't even let me in. Can you relieve me, baby? Take your heart from your sleeve and put it on the line. Put it right here beside mine. I can't seem to reach you most of the time. Don't you know that I need you? Will you ever be mine? Love is a gamble. I knew it from the start. Whoever's holding the cards, please deal me the king of hearts. Please
traveled over dry earth and flesh. mountains, travel the sea, cast down all heaven, cast down all my knees. I've lain with the devil, curse God above, forsaken heaven to bring you my
interventionist God. But I know, darling, that you do. But if I did, I would kneel down and ask him. Intervene when it came to you. Well, not to touch a hair in your head, leave you as you are. If he felt he had to direct you, then direct you into my arms.
into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. I don't believe in the existence of angels. But looking at you, I wonder if that's true. But if I did, I would summon them together. Ask them to watch over you, while to each burn a candle for you, to make bright and clear your path, and to walk like Christ in grace and love, and guide you into my arms, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. But I believe in love, and I know that you do. I believe in some kind of path that we can walk down, me and you. So keep your candles burning, make a journey bright and pure, that you'll keep returning always and evermore. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms.
Okay. That was our last set of Valentine's Day songs. Let me tell you what was in it. We started off with Richard Thompson doing Cook's Fairy Queen. That was from Mock Tutor. And then we had Stevie Wonder after that, I Was Made to Love Her, off of a compilation album. Not the one that comes up on my computer screen, but some greatest hits album. And then we had a song from Happy Woman Blues, one of the most intriguing CD titles that I've come across. How could you not buy a CD that's called Happy Woman Blues? Anyhow, that was Lucinda Williams doing King of Hearts from that CD. And then we had PJ Harvey doing To Bring You My Love off of the CD by the same name. Well, yeah, probably the less I say about that, the better. And then after that was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds doing Into My Arms. And that was from a compilation that's different than the one on my screen. So I don't remember. You know, they all have such nice names like the Definitive Collection or Greatest Hits Of or, you know, whatever. Okay, what do I do? I need to do so. Oh, I know. I need to tell you about other shows here on WRCT. The winter random schedule is over, and we're now going full blast into the spring schedule. So every show I tell you about is probably going to be on the air at the time that this says it's on the air. First of all, I'm going to tell you about Whiskey Before Breakfast. Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle tune and a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast, Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. And stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. Wednesdays on The Black Diamond Show, where else but on 88.3 WRCT and WRCT.org. And then on Tuesdays, we have a minute pause. A minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with a minute pause or a minute pause, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, we'll throw in some new music here in the time we have before Zombo takes over the mic.
I just couldn't hold on.
Okay, in the background we have the Canadian Indigenous group Soon doing the title track off of their CD, A Language Disappears. My figure is telling me something different. They're telling me it's a single edit, but I don't think it could be the single edit because it's on the CD. Before that, we had new music from Olela. I believe she's from Portland, a cellist from Portland, Oregon. The name of the song we played was Can I Tell You, off of her new release, Back, Back, Back. And now it's time for me to tell you that this is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and hand the mic over to Zombo. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
What we're gonna do here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed was cavemen, cave women, Neanderthals, troglodytes,
chocolate-dites.
Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. Try to do his thing. Something like this.
Something like this.
Dance. Dance. Yeah. When he got tired of dancing on his own, he looked up in the mirror and said, gotta find a woman. I gotta find a woman. Gotta find a woman. Gotta find a woman. Down to the lake, where all the women will be washing and fishing and swimming in. He just reach in and grab one. Come here.
Come here.
Come here. And grab her by the hair. One woman just lay there, wet and frightened. He said, move, move. She got up. She's a big woman. Bertha Butch. She's one of the Butch sisters. He didn't care. He looked up and said, suck to be 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 suck to be. She looked down on him. She's ready to crush him.
Crush him.
But then she began to like him. She said,
I'll suck it too.